the one and only Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram, because Dave's not only going to be with us on the local beat today, Dave's going to be with us on the local beat again when we shine the spotlight on Lorraine on Thursday. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Keeping busy, Bill.
Yes, keeping you busy. Are. Very busy. And what will dominate most of our conversation today is, well, pretty much what dominated a good chunk of your weekend and a lot of what you did yesterday as well. Any chance that council's going to put a stop sign up on the $4.3 million construction proposal, which of course involves the connector road from Chestnut Commons to East Broad Street? Seems like this thing's going to happen.
I would imagine it will, just based on what I heard, at council committees last night from community development members and a few members of finance who were there giving input. This, according to Mayor Harley Brenda, is basically the best and most cost-effective option at this moment. It's one of two phases. The second phase might be another $5 to $7 million for a project to put perhaps another entrance on 57. There's an awful lot of development going on out there on the edges of Chestnut Commons, south of Chestnut Ridge Road, up to Bender Road. There's an awful lot going on out there. Hovnanian Homes is putting in a 200-plus unit, 55 and up development that I believe actually has its grand opening on Saturday. So that's going in. Plus, there's a secretive mixed-use development that's going in. The traffic patterns are going to change out there for the next several years. So, but this right now, I mean, it makes sense, according to the mayor and according to members of council who were there. They said, you know, there's already utilities coming south from East Broad Street at Turnus Lane, putting a roundabout there. You'll slow down some of that, traffic there coming off East Broad, headed out to North Ridgeville. And then you can just jog south to the back of the Walmart, cut around to the west of the Walmart, and there you are. I mean, you're right in their parking lot. It makes sense, especially because there is that utilities easement that all the sanitary sewer and all the water lines and everything shoot south from East Broad directly to Chestnut Commons. So that's where water and wastewater and everything goes to and comes from, from that Chestnut Commons commercial development. So it makes, it seems to make sense, from the city side of things. There are a few people who are concerned about increased truck traffic and saying, well, this isn't going to, I don't like the way this whole tax, incentive, financing is set up and that kind of thing. But that's an infrastructure improvement project. That's a means of paying for infrastructure improvement that's worked in other places. I mean, Cleveland and the outer ring suburbs have used it for years. It's been used all throughout Ohio, and it seems to work. So
you were telling us before, basically from Turnus Lane, you are going to draw a line straight south,
yep,
right behind Nick Abraham, Elyria Ford, and all that good stuff, and then it's going to wrap around the western side of Walmart, correct?
Correct, yeah. So if you're coming north off Chestnut Commons Drive, imagine you actually get in and the only entrance there is right now, the only entrance and exit. If you get in there and you go north on Chestnut Commons Drive, and then you would get up to where you can see Walmart directly in front of you, and the parking lot's right there. You would make a left, continue around Walmart, and shoot north. And then you'd go through about 60 acres of currently undeveloped property. Underneath you is all the utility lines. And then you get up to East Broad at Turnus. You jog around the circle, and you can go in any direction you want from there.
Okay. So, and it seems like this would make things easier on delivery trucks, emergency response vehicles. I think it would make it a lot easier on all of those parties, wouldn't it?
And that's first responders, but police and fire especially, and EMS and everybody, the more entrances and exits they have, to get there and faster, now they don't have to come down 57, get over to Chestnut Ridge, fight the traffic if there is any, and then kind of do a little fish hook and shoot up to Walmart. They can just come in from the backside. Kind of makes sense. Other people were saying, well, it makes more sense to put an entrance off of 57. Well, that's the second one that's more money. I mean, you have to find a place to put it, number one. Fronting, the 57, the back of all of that long string of commercial properties right there, I think it's like a Mr. Hero and you know, and some other shops like a nail shop and some of those other ones. There's not enough room there unless you knock one of those down to put an entrance exit in. There's also some problems with the wetlands, and also you might have to repay the federal government because the federal government gave money to ODOT and to some of those property owners to, you know, for right of way and that kind of thing. So you might have to end up paying the feds back through the state or pay the state back, and nobody really wants to throw that money back that they got in the first place. So that one's a little more complicated, and that's going to take a lot more engineering wizardry to figure out. But this is the easiest and most cost effective, according to and I admit, even when I first looked at the details of it, I said that doesn't make a lot of sense. But the more and more I look at it, I say, okay, I know what they were trying to do here. You're going to see some increased traffic on East Broad Street. That's going to happen. But City Engineer John Schneider also said, you know, we're looking at everything we can do to improve East Broad at 57, you know, improve everything to the North Ridgeville line. Ridgeville is doing a ton of their own road construction, repaving, widening, all sorts of work out there because that's the fastest growing community in the county. So they're doing a lot to, you know, with all those extra residents who came in and all the extra businesses that are moving into town, they're doing a lot out there with their property taxes to remediate some of these traffic congestion problems. And Steve and I were talking about, it's, you know, they're going to be building out there for years to come.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, look, Center Ridge right now, yes, it's a disaster, but that's a project that absolutely positively had to happen. As much of a nightmare as it is right now, as fast as that entire city is growing, I think that's the third fastest growing school district in the state. They had to do something at Center Ridge. So, yes, it's a headache now, but when that's done, that'll be very, very nice. But getting back to Elyria, I mean, that roundabout, I think, is what has some people concerned. A lot of people, it takes them some time to learn how to drive through roundabouts. And I think that seemed to get the most amount of pushback, the roundabout there at East Broad and Turnus.
I think it's a little bit more fear about the roundabout and how to handle it. Once you get used to it, and I've driven through them. They're in Green, Ohio, right by Akron. Kent, again, on the east side of Akron, has them.
Well, we have a fairly new roundabout in Lorain County. They're in North Ridgeville, down at Jaycox and 83,
Mills,
right?
And 83.
Mills
and 83.
So, yeah.
And that has, from everything I've heard, has gone extremely well. Yeah. And like we were talking a little before this started, it also just helps gather more business to Chestnut Commons. From my personal opinion, would be anybody that's just south of Center Ridge. Because now, instead of traveling all the way down to 90 or all the way down to Detroit to go into Avon, you can just hop right over and get into Chestnut Commons pretty easily.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it will draw more investment. And plus, that if you look at the map that we had the other day drawn by one of our fantastic graphic designers over at the office at Betzel, you can see that there's a lot of room on either side of that connector road. You can put in, you know, a Taco Bell over here, or you can put in, you know, again, a doctor's office. And
sure.
And also, you know, Dan Reeser from DBR Commercial Realty, who's donating some of the property for this to be done and the easements. He said, look, I want to put in $100,000 square foot distribution center for my outdoor products company. And that's fantastic. Like, that's good news for the city. And he can still do that right alongside that connector road, which originally he was just going to put in a cul-de-sac right there at the back of the Walmart so you could see Walmart. You just couldn't get to it. So he's going to put in his facility, you know, down the line and can sell off some of that property. I mean, you know, hey, I got to hand it to a smart businessman, you know. So there's a lot more that can go in there behind Walmart, you know, whether it's a couple small, you know, warehouses, or whether it's a couple, you know, a commercial, you know, properties, or a dentist's office, doctor's office, that kind of stuff. That's some of the last buildable land within city limits, and you're going to have to use it for something. This, you know, the city's kind of banking on will help move the traffic a little bit easier, and getting around the east side of Elyria is already a little, you know, it's for somebody who's not from here and somebody who's driven out there, it can get a little dicey. I see where people are coming from. Don't be scared by a roundabout. You know,
you will
get used to it, because it's you yielding for oncoming traffic. And when there's nobody coming, you can go around that circle like Clark and you know, European Vacation. You could go around it all day.
But like you said, just the $4.3 million, that's what it was. Just the $4.3 million, think of how much it could bring in if you get those commercial type buildings or retail or whatever that open up along that connector road. It's endless possibility.
Yeah, and there and it's just one more step towards Elyria, you know, enticing more business to come to the city. And I think that's what the mayor is trying to do. Especially, you know, with Bendix leaving, you know, here in 2021, trying to entice as much business as possible to come into the city, you know, giving some of these incentive packages that they've handed out, and saying, look, we want you here, we want your high paying manufacturing jobs here. You know, we don't want to lose, we don't want to have to, you know, have things, you know, go back to the way maybe they were some years ago when the economy wasn't as good. And now, you know, I didn't know that they manufactured Rhino blinds and these lid cams and all this other stuff that Dan Reeser's company does. I didn't know that was built in Elyria. Those things are made in Elyria. He's got four warehouses and he wants to build a massive one in Elyria, you know, and part of this is it's going to be able to throw people onto the road. And one of his clients is Walmart. You know, some of his stuff gets sold at Walmart, and he said he wants to bring, you know, more and more employees and people to work in his warehouse. You know, it all kind of snowballs, it all kind of builds over time, and you just have to give, you know, these businesses the opportunity and the right kind of incentives to come in, and you know, whether you agree with it or not, I mean that's what's happening.
And we find out on Monday, right? July 1st is
July
when they vote
1st,
on this.
Yes.
All right, good stuff. Well, that'll give us a lot to talk about next week, and. Unfortunately, my man, we're out of time.
Ah,
but that really flew on us here. We were going to get into a different part of town where there's a new Get-Go going up by Midway Mall.
We can talk about that next week.
Yeah, we can talk about that next week. There's all kinds of stuff now we can put in the queue. And we had some scanner stories we were going to get to.
I'll hold them over.
Yeah. Another one that was kind of on the fence. We weren't sure if we were going to bring to the table or not. And then all of a sudden, EAS kind of told us, nah, you probably shouldn't, with a bunch of storms in the area. It kind of kicked us off. But Dave, as always, my friend, a pleasure. Thanks for coming in studio. And, well, you can't avoid us. You'll be out at the United Way of Greater Lorain County on Thursday with us as well.
I will see you there, and we'll talk about Lorain a little bit.